A wind power company in Cape Verde has won a Global Environment Award. Cabiolica, which already supplies 20% of the country's electricity, received the Ashton Award for Small Island Developing States at a ceremony in London on Thursday. The company's Anna Monteiro says the Cape Verde government has ambitious targets for the future.
Since the history of Cape Verde, the country has really suffered with issues of energy, and the primary problem being that we've had to import all of our fuel for all of our electricity production, and that's been extremely costly for us. We haven't been able to maintain the system and do all the maintenance work because we don't have enough funds for that. So having a renewable energy source in Cape Verde, a local energy source, has been a great thing for us. 20% of the electricity we now produce, we can control ourselves, and it's actually coming from clean source of energy that has no cost to us.
What's the significance of winning the Ashton Award?
It's amazing. It's an award that means a lot to us because it recognizes this kind of work that we do, and also it puts out the word out there for other island nations like us that it is possible to have a large percentage of our electricity coming from what we do have. Most island nations don't have oil or gas, but they tend to have a lot of wind and solar, and we need to take advantage of that.
So what are your plans for the future as a company?
Well, our country has a really ambitious has set an ambitious target due to the rapid growth in renewable energy contribution. It has set 50% renewable energy target by 2020. And it's already doing feasibility studies for perhaps 100%. So to reach any of those two targets, we have a lot of work to do. Although we've only been operating 1 year, we're still trying to reach our maximum potential. We maximize our energy production. We want to follow the plans that the government has for the country.
That was Anna Monteiro there.